This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So we talked about the big data release this morning from the Labor Department, PCE, which Kristen Schwab covered for us. Also, though, there were figures on personal income and personal spending. Income after inflation, to be clear, was up about 0.4% in October. Personal spending went up as well, 0.5%. So let's do a little math here, shall we, and try to figure out where that extra 0.1% people are spending came from. The answer may well be in a third statistic in today's report. The personal saving rate was down in October to 2.3%. The last time Americans were saving that little was 17 years ago. Marketplace's Samantha Fields is on it.
There was a while there around the height of the pandemic when people were really building up their savings, partly because there weren't many places to go to spend money, and partly because of all that COVID relief. In April of 2020, the personal saving rate was almost 34%. But even before the pandemic,
U.S. consumers were saving around 8-9% of their income on a monthly basis.
Gregory Dacko is chief economist at EY.
Today, we're seeing the saving rate around 2%, which is an indication that consumers are increasingly struggling in the face of high prices and elevated interest rates.
Struggling, but still spending. People have kept buying things and going out to eat and traveling, even as prices have risen significantly. And Dacko says all that may be good for the economy.
But if we look at the source of income for their spending, that is not a sustainable source of income.
In other words, not only are people not saving much right now, they're also dipping into their existing savings to pay for things, including basic expenses. In a recent survey, Angela Fontes at the Financial Health Network says the nonprofit found a growing number of households are struggling financially.
We did see an increase in the proportion of households who said they weren't making their regular expenses, and a decrease in the proportion of households that said they had enough savings to cover 3 months of living expenses.
People are increasingly putting things on credit cards, too. According to a recent survey from Bankrate,
60% of people in credit card debt have had it for at least a year, and that's up 10 percentage points from last year.
Ted Rossman is an analyst at Bankrate.
Savings is being eroded, debt is going up. A lot of people are close to the edge, unfortunately.
The saving grace right now, Rossman says, is that for all the high-profile layoffs lately in tech and media, overall, the job market is still strong. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.